Okay, so we're starting here on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. So it's a topic that we were familiar with. We've had this case before. But we're going to go into some more of the details in the Rishonim now. So let's get the case again. So Omar Rav Chista, get biyado, mashicha biyado. So what does that mean? He gives the get is in her hand, and there's a string. Rashi says, a chut, she a get kosher bo. He has the get on a string. And the get is in her hand, but he's holding the rope. Im yochol nasko levio etzlo ena migureshes. Vim lav migureshes. If he's able to pull it and bring the get to him, then it's not good. And if not, it's good. Yeah. So Rashi's out of order, right? Get biyodo shenosnu lo. So he gave her the get, but he's still holding the string. Okay. So why is it no good? My time of in increases veleka. Yeah. So this is the Gemara we did in Bava Metzia. So the Gemara, a little, just to get it straight, get it perfectly clear. If you recall, the Gemara in Bava Metzia was saying that in terms of kinyan, it's not a problem. If you were doing a regular kinyan, this would not be a problem, because a person is kona whatever their tofes, even if it's one long beged, I could be machna to you part of the beged. And when you grab onto whatever you grab onto, that part becomes yours. And it doesn't matter if I can pull it out of your hand. Pulling it out of your hand is not a problem in a regular Nesinas Mecha Chomemka, because we can be partners. There's no problem being a partner in something. So normally we'll say whatever is Tachas Yodo, Mokom She Yodo Magas, that's Kona. Okay? And the Gemara says it's command de posig nami. It's like it's separate already. So then the Gemara says, so why is Rav Chista's case different? Because of krisus. Okay. It's over there. You need krisus. Here, all you need is nesina. The Gemara says in the regular case of mekach u'memkar, all you would need is nesina. Now, what is krisus? So Rashi says havdalah. It means a separation. Sheyihyu muvdolin ze mize. The parties have to be separated. The couple, the individuals, the man and the woman have to be made completely independent of each other from the gerushin. So v'harei agudim heim bechut ze. But since this is the way Rashi is learning, since the Mashiach is still Beinehem, right, there is still some bond between them. There still is some bond between them. Yeah. Okay, so how do we understand this? How do you understand this? Sounds very physical. Yeah. So the way we explained it last time was that the get is an instrument of dividing them, of separating them. So the maisa, nesinas get, has to have the quality of being, of creating that separation. So if the giving of the get itself is something that... the get has to be given in a way that she can take it and be free from him. if she can't remove it from his possession, then it lacks in the nesina of krisus. Now, the get has to have a nesina of krisus too. So, if he gives it to her, but she can't take it, as the get is her instrument of the separation. So Rashi seems to be learning over here that if the only way that she can have the get is that it's still tied to him. In other words, she doesn't have it independent of him because it's still attached to him. Then that's not a maisa of krisus. Krisus has to be that this get is going to create a division between us. And if intrinsically they're still tied together, there's no krisus. Okay. All right, so it's maybe a little bit of a description of here. So let's see. We'll get into the Rishonim to see the halachically how they understand it. Okay, I think we should start with the Ran. All right, just to, he's the fullest. He's Tosfos is a little bit obscure exactly what he means, I think there's a little bit of a difference in opinion between the Tosfos and the Ran. Okay, so the Ran has it like this. He says like this: Kosav HaRashba Pirish Betosos B'Shem Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal. Who's Rabbeinu Yaakov?
The
Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, because Yaakov was Ish Tam. Yoshev Ohalom. So they call it Rabbeinu Yaakov, they call him Rabbeinu Tam.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Kol she ilu get kaved u'meshicha daka she tifsak b'meshichaso harei ze migureshes. So he's trying to define the case. He's trying to figure out what does it mean that the string is yochel nasko or not yochel nasko. Okay, so listen very carefully. He says, what does it mean it is that it's eino yochel nasko? It means that the string is weak and the get is heavy. Okay, or I saw other descriptions like the knot is loose, let's say. So, therefore, when he would try to pull it under its own weight, it wouldn't come back. You understand what I'm saying? Intrinsically, the get itself is not retrievable. Just from the condition of the get and the string. Okay? Aval ima mashicha chazoka she yochol lemoshecho velo tinatek hamashicha. But if the string is strong, right, and he could pull it and it won't break, Eina migureshes afilu kofzo ha'isha yoda biyoser v'kocha yofe mishel bal. Okay, it's a little different than the way we have it in our Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam, at least it's clearer. It's not really clear what Rabbeinu Tam is saying in our Tosfos. All he says is the get is heavy. Yeah. Right, but this is what he means.
What's his case of soul?
Right, so what he means is the only time the get is good is if it's intrinsically irretrievable from the conditions of the get and the string themselves. But if she is holding it, and because she's holding it, now when he pulls the string will break, that's not considered a good nesina. That's not considered krisus.
That's not what the Rabbeinu Tam was describing?
That is Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah. So this is just his take on it.
Rabbeinu Tam holds the only case of where it's good is where it's simply too heavy for the string to pull it. But if he can't retrieve it because she's holding it, and when he pulls on the string will break, right?
Because she's holding it.
Because she's holding it, then he says it's not a good get.
Okay.
Why? Mipnei ze, I'm sorry. Eina migureshes afilu kofzo ha'isha yoda biyoser v'kocho yofe mishal bal. So it seems, though, according to him, in other words, the re's, the whole chilek in our Tosfos with the re, that you have to stuff it into her closed hand, right? It doesn't seem like that's going to help Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Ri's problem was the order. that if he puts it in her hand, then and then she closes it, so maybe you'll say it wasn't good because the order is bad, right? Because her closing it is really accomplishing the. But the Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold. It's not a matter of order. Just intrinsically, if it's her koach that's preventing him from pulling it back, that's not called. Eino yachol lenasko. Umipnei zeh eino yachol lehevio etzla eino migureshes de'ein zu nesina ela ke'ein gezela. Uke'ein zeh pirish b'shmo shel Rabbeinu Shmuel zal. Right? What do you think?
What does it mean, ke'ein gezela?
Ke'ein gezela means it's not nesina, it's like a lekicha. Because why does she have the get? Because she's able to break it from his hand. She's able to break it from his control. There's a tug of war. Did you say tug of war before? It's like a tug of war. Right? You don't say he gave it to her because he lost the tug of war. You say she snatched it. So he's learning that unless the original Nesina itself, unless the get itself was not retrievable from the Mashiach, it's not good. He's learning it's not a, when it says, and the Gemara says that when Rav Chisda says, "Im yochol nasko ulevio etzlo, eina migureshes," he doesn't mean, practically speaking, in the situation, he's unable to pull it back. He means intrinsically. From the Nesina he gave her, it was an irretrievable thing. But if the thing he gave her, he could pull back, but she is a strong woman, and she'll break it. So then practically he can't pull it back, but not intrinsically. That's not a good Nesina. Then she is considered like a taker, or like a Keina Gezel. What does he mean, Kein Gezel? It's a very important phrase. What does he mean, Kein Gezel? What does he mean, Kein Gezel? Of course it's not Gezel. He's trying to divorce her. But what is he showing you by using the expression, what is he highlighting by using the expression of Kein Gezel?
Lekicha, not a Nesina.
But even more than that, what does Gezel imply, yeah?
It's the same action that you would do as Gezel.
Define it
better.
So define
not
it.
Halachically Gezel.
So define Gezel better
against
for me.
Against another
person's rishus. Right. In other words, the lekicha is now not just her maisa, but it's kineged his tfisa. Right. Gezel is always. Miyad Baal. So it's like it's in his hand, sort of, and she ripped it out. He's describing the Maisa, Ke'ein Gezel. Understand? So that's Rabbeinu Tam. I will come back to him. Now he says,
what if he put it into her hand that it was light enough that he could pull it back?
That he could pull it back.
Yeah, so that's no good, right?
It's definitely no good.
Because of this din?
That's no good because it doesn't qualify in the simple, that's yochol anasko.
Right.
That's certainly yochol anasko.
Is that totally vitech, though, or that's this case? I was confused if Rabbeinu Tam is arguing on that first point in Tosfos that.
No, I'm saying when you read the Ron, it's clearer, I think,
right.
what Rabbeinu Tam is really holding. It seems to me from the Ran that he's arguing on the whole thing. It's not just a problem of Pli Gitech.
Right.
It's just not a Nesin at all. Even if you stuffed it into her closed hand.
Right. So open hand wouldn't be Pli Gitech, it would be this issue. of Croesus being on the lake.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Even if she closed it, you mean?
Even if she closed it eventually, I guess.
Right.
But
right. Well, everyone agrees if she never closes the hand, it's nothing.
Right. Why?
The Ri was just saying, well, that's this basic din.
Right.
That's Yochol Anasko.
Right.
I mean, we'll have to define it better. But let's get the other side. It says, Oval Ri Zal Piresh, that's Rabbeinu Yitzchak. So they're both giving their extremes, right? The Ri says, we don't have it exactly this way in our Ri, but in our Tosis. But the Ri over here says, since the Baal put it into her hand, and she closed it, he holds even if she closes it afterwards, and she closes it, may Ratzon HaBaal, right? He tells her, says, here's your get, close your hand. Ad she'ein abal yochol lenasko ulevio etzlo, she closes it, and now he can't retrieve it. Afal pi she'im lo kofzu yodo hoya abal yochol levio etzlo, machmas hamashicha. Even though if he hadn't closed, she hadn't closed her hand, he would not be able to retrieve it because of the string. Harezu migureshes. Ah, the kevon she koftza yoda me rotzon habal, since she closed her hand because of the baal's will, he wanted her to do that. Lo gora me orik lecharze vishalafte. It's no different than the case where he puts his hip to her. He has the get in his belt. He sticks his hip out, and she takes it. Right? No, there's not a problem. What's he trying to highlight over here? There's not a problem that she's doing the effective maisa of lakicha. We already had a case like that. He doesn't have to do the whole thing from beginning to end, right?
Meaning we don't have to treat it like the case of Talik.
Exactly.
Because
he's like, he's starting it already. And he's telling her to finish it. It's no different than if the get is stuck in his belt and he leans towards her and he says, take it from my belt. Take it from my hip.
Didn't we call that a Nesina Gerua, though?
That's a Nesina Gerua, so it's a Nesina Gerua. He says it's no worse than a Nesina Gerua, basically, correct.
I can see the comparison to that case.
She'ena bal no snow mamish liyada. In that case, the husband is also not no snow mamish liyada. Vafilo hachim igureshas. V'afal pikein hora lachim kediver harishonim. So even though that was his svara, his psak was to do like a benatam. V'hitzrich lo ses haget biyoda p'sucha o l'tocheka sh'abal gomer nesinas haget legamri. He's not clear on what he means over here, but he means to say like aratosis. They get this wild chumrah that even if you hand it to her, maybe you'll have this problem. Because when she's holding it, he can pull it back. So the best thing is to take the get and drop it on her lap. That's the best practice. Or drop it into her open hand. Right. Okay. Alright, so let's see if we can understand the machlokas over here. Now, just to understand the Ri a little bit better, well, actually, it means machlokas. It seems like it's a steer in the Ri, no?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a steer in the Ri.
He says if you start off open, then she closes it.
Right, because our Tosos on Ayin Ches on the Beis, the Ri says that it's not good if he puts it in her open hand. Right? Yeah. It's not good if he puts it in an open hand. Alright, we'll see. Because that would be like Tli Gidich Magabikarka. Therefore he holds, he has to stick it in her closed hand. So it seems to me there are two issues over here, right? One question is, if it's her koach that's breaking the string, is that considered Eino Yochol Adnasko or not? I mean, just in the bigger question, right? It seems like that. It seems like Rabbeinu Tam is learning. Eina Yochol Anasko has to be intrinsically from the parameters of the get and the Mashiach itself. And the Ri doesn't have a problem with that. The Ri certainly doesn't have a problem with the fact that it's her koach that's breaking the string. right? And then we'll try to take this up maybe secondarily, is the question of, do we say now that if he puts it into on the re side, if you hold Kocho is good, does it have to be immediately into the situation of her koach, or can her koach come later? Or can he put it into her open hand, or dafka into her closed hand? So the thing is, our Ran sort of has the two extremes. As Rabbeinu Tam says, it's no good unless it will simply fall apart on its own. And he has the Re as holding, even if you put it in the open hand, and she closes it from his Ratzon, it's good. Right? The Rush seems to have the Pshara, that he holds, that at least he seems to have the problem with the Re's open hand thing. Not clear if he, in the closed hand, it seems like he holds it okay. But anyway, let's see if we can get some ideas here. See, the interesting thing is, and that's the interesting thing from in Bav Metzia. In Bav Metzia, the Gemara is saying, really, just me din mekachu memkar, whatever is in her hand is hers. It's only because of this din of krisus that we have this problem. And really, you can say, no, she's holding hers and he's holding his. There's a separate din of krisus. Of that it has to be Yochel and Nasko. Yeah. In other words, it seems that Rabbeinu Tam is learning, just to get started, he's learning, what does he mean Kein Gezel? What does he mean Kein Gezel? So he means to say that the Nesina of Krisus is not, it's true, Alpid Mekachu Memkar, whatever she's Toface is hers, and what he's Toface is his. And there's no problem of Yochel and Nasko, right? But the Nesina of Gittin is different. And really, the entire time that he's Yochel and Nasko, we don't consider there to be any Nesina at all. So then it turns out, what he's saying is, as long as it is Yochel and Nasko from his point of view, from the string and the get itself, so then he did nothing so far. And then her breaking the string is really just effectively taking it out of his hand. Kein Gezel. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is learning that the din of Krisus, of Yochel and Nasko or not, really becomes part of the very Maisa of the Baal's Nesina. Right? It seems that's the way he's looking at it. And that's why he's saying that if she is doing any of it, then it's her counteracting it. Then it's really she's getting it without his Nesina. That's Kein Gezel. Kein Gezel means that you're taking it out of his Rishus without his giving it to you. Okay, but the point is, the halachic point is, he's learning that the din of Krisus and Yochel Anasko or Eina Yochel Anasko is not a condition, it's not an extra condition, that it has to be a Nesina that's has certain capabilities, but it's part of the structure of the Nesina itself. If it's part of the structure of the Nesina itself, then he's learning that unless the Baal is doing it, he hasn't done his Nesina. And the fact that she can practically break it is not going to make it his Nesina. But why isn't it like a Nesina Grua? Right? It's not a Nesina Grua. It's not a Nesina at all, he's learning. Let's think. In other words, the idea of Krisus, he's saying, is that the Maisa Nesina is different by Gerishin than by Mekachu. By Mekachu Memkar, it's just a din of putting it into the other person's Rishus. And this really is a kinyan on the cheftzos, is what you're interested in. Over here, the whole idea of the gershin is not the kinyan of the cheftzos. That's not the objective of the nesina. The objective of the nesina is the breaking of the individual's breaking her free from the rishus of the baal. Right. So therefore. The Gemara is saying, Rav Chisda is saying, that in this case, unless the Maisa of the Nesina itself, and then here, that changes this type of Nesina. The Nesina itself has to be a Nesina that is free from his control. That defines the type of Nesina that has to be done here. It becomes a din in the nesina, that there's a nesinas krisus, because the nesina has to reflect the goal of the kinyan. It's just like by regular mekach memka, the only objective is that it becomes part of that what he has is his. I'm not saying that what I have is his. And I was like, if we have a like the Gemara's case in Bava Metzia, you have a long sweater, a long scarf. So there's nothing wrong with saying that he'll own what's in his hand and I'll own what's in my hand. Nothing intrinsically we can be shutfim like that, right? Close friends, and we're always together. So you stay warm on your side, and I'll stay warm on my side, right? Nothing intrinsically wrong with that. So, therefore, all you need is that the kinyan culminates in the kiyum of the kinyan. The kiyum of the kinyan is that what's in your hand is yours, and what's in my hand is mine. But by gerushin, that's not the kiyum of the nesina gerushin. Not that I want her to own the get. I want the get is just an instrument of dividing, of breaking my rishus from her. I'm breaking her from my rishus. So the kiyum of that is when she had the kiyum of that is when she is completely out from my control. So if I have so therefore he holds the very maisa nesina has to be a nesina that results in that state of complete the separation. So a nesina that retains a control over the get. Is not a kiyum of this transaction. So therefore, it's not roy for this for gerushin. Right. So you're giving it to her. In order to be a nesina, it has to be a nesina of really ascending out. Right. So a removal from yerushus. So therefore, if it's retractable, then it's not a maisa of removing her from your rishus, because the very instrument of it is still tied to you. So therefore, he holds that the only maisa in the sinas gerushin is in the sina of is in the sina that intrinsically is not retractable. So therefore, if he gave it to her and it's retractable, then he didn't do his maisa nesina. The whole maisa is always defined by him, because the whole thing could be done bal karcha. So therefore, if he gives it to her and it's he could pull it back, he never did any nesinas gerushin. And the fact that she grabs it and is effectively able to take it just means she got it without a nesina. Not gonna make his thing. Not gonna make his maisa a non-retractable maisa. Right. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds krisus is really goes down to define the maisa and the sina itself. And therefore, anything that's outside of the intrinsic parameters of the get and the string itself, cannot. Remediate the problem. It has to be viewed intrinsically from his maisa nesina. Okay.
What if he puts it in a closed hand?
So that's a good question. What if he put it into her closed hands? Can we take into account the circumstances? I mean, just strictly from his lashon, it sounds like he's holding. If it's her koach, it's a problem. Doesn't seem like it's a, like he cares that it happened after. I mean, still, even if it's her koach, it still is because of what she's doing. It's not. You can't say it's in. I mean, maybe if he put it on her. Maybe you'll say if. I mean, anything that has to do with the choice that she's making, to do that, then it would seem it's not. You can't say it's his maisa nesina. I mean, maybe if she's tied up, and he sticks it in underneath the tie, then you could say that's just circumstance. It would have to just be considered circumstance of the nesina. But
I mean,
what's
that's
yeah?
How I look.
See, the re compares it to the Nesina Grua case. He considers it like no, he is starting something, and she's finishing it. And as long as he just like by Nesina Grua, he's Makarev, he begins it, and she completes it. No, it's not a problem. Rabbeinu Tam holds it has nothing. It's nothing like that, because. Because by Orik Lecharze, so he is presenting her with he is starting a Nesina. Because right now it's Roy for Nesina. It can be given free from him. That was for him, being in her hand in a way that is not retractable is Nesina. If you want to define Nesina, it's being in her hand. And the scene is going from his rishus to her rishus in a way that is final. Right? Because he gives it to her in a way that his maisa intrinsically is complete. Okay, so it can't be retracted. So as long as it's not attached to him, so then he can, now it's just a question of how we, you know, is Orek Lecharze, the elements are all there. Because it's free from him. There's nothing that is going to be retained when it gets into her rishus. It's just a question of, does he have to be does he have to do all of the transfer? Or can we say it's his Nesina as long as he presented it to her, even if she completed it? But conceptually, the Nesina is there because there's nothing that is counter to the concept of Nesina. There's nothing that undermines the Nesina. There's nothing that that would defeat the Nesina once it does get to her hand. But when he puts it in her hand and there's a string attached to it, so now she is making it roy for a Nesina by breaking the string. So then it never came from him, Roy for Nesina. He never started. You can't say he started anything. It was to say that he started it has to mean that it is, that given what it is right now, it's when it gets to her hand, that will be a Nesina. Okay. But if over here, since it has a Mashiach on it, when it gets into her hand, it won't be a Nesina. Right. So there's nothing for him to be starting right now. As all we're saying is, by Orek Chartze, is that since it was saying that if he starts the process, he's Mekarev, which is the predecessor to the Maisa of taking, that therefore his being Mekarev can define her actual taking as his giving. Because he's initiating that process. But that's only going to be good if what she takes, if he were to give it to her, it would actually be a good Nesina. Because all it's doing is saying, we'll consider it his giving since he initiated it and presented it to her, and it's his Ratzon that she complete what he started. But what he started has to be completable. So if there's a Mashiach attached to it, then he couldn't complete it even himself. Right? All we're saying by Aruch Hartzeh is that that whatever he could have done and she does, as long as he initiated it, it's considered like he's doing it. That was whatever he's initiating and she does, it's like he did it. But if he himself did it and it wouldn't have been good, then it's not going to help you. So him giving her all we can do is we can say it's the like we said the other time, giving requires two things. It requires bringing, and then there's the final transfer from Rishus to Rishus. So Aruch Lechartze, all he's missing is that final step of the transfer itself. He was Makarev it. He just didn't do the effective action of putting it into her Rishus. But he's saying over here, when it goes into her hand, it's not in his Rishus at all. It's not in her Rishus. Nothing happened. So there was no Nesina at all. Even if he did the Maisa himself, it wouldn't have been in Nesina. So the fact that we can call what she's doing his is not going to help. But now you'll say, but when she breaks the string, is that a Nesina? No.
It actually breaks, or it's just...
Let's say she grabs it, right? She breaks the string. She pulls on the get, and the string breaks. Right?
No, probably not.
So that's not going to help anymore.
It's going to come to her via his Nesina.
That's right. He wasn't Makarev that. I mean, nothing. It wasn't his Nesina. His Nesina is completely over. It was either find the Nesina ahead of time. The Nesina is his putting it into her hand in a way that's permanent, in a way that doesn't have any of his Rishus associated with it. So he did another action. He put it in her hand with the string on. That's a different action. It's not the action. Now she got it from a different action. That doesn't make it a Nesina. But the Ri is learning, it seems to me the Ri is learning more like Rashi is learning. That it's not a question of the Maisa, it's a question of them. That it's a problem of Oged Bey, that they're not completely separated. Rashi doesn't phrase it in Bav Metzia. He doesn't phrase it as an intrinsic problem in the Nesina. Seems to be learning that there's a secondary, that it is a Nesina, but there's a secondary quality that's needed over here. Okay, what does he say? Because over here he says the problem is that Krisus means Havdalah. Sheyihiyu muvdalim zeh mizeh. As Rashi is focusing on, are they associated to each other? As opposed to the Maisa Nesina of the Get. Is the Get, is the Nesina, if you look at it like Rabbeinu Tam, it's in terms of the Maisa Nesina, has to be a Nesinas Krisus. When he gives the Get, it has to be given in a way that it is given permanently. So if it's Roy Lenasco, it's not a Maisa Nesina. Rashi's saying, no, there's not a problem with the Nesina itself. The Nesina is like any other Nesina. But the result of the Nesina can't be that they're still bound to each other. So it's really a condition in the Nesina. The Nesina has to have a certain effect with it. And if that effect is not achieved, then you're just undermining the Nesina is incomplete. The Nesina over here by Krisus has to have a certain quality to it. It's not part of the Maisa of the Nesina. It's not the definition of the Nesina. But if it's a Nesina that doesn't have within it, that doesn't create or allow for a separation between the people, then it's not complete. So let's think this through. Is that going to help us here? In other words, it's like another step of the Nesina. So therefore, right, so therefore the Re is saying it's only going to be, it's going to be an absolute soul if the string is so hard, so strong, that she can't take it. Right.
Right, but if she's doing the one who's taking it, we'll call it an Asina Garua, because it is sort of...
And right, according to the Re and Rashi, the only question you have to ask is, does... Is she still bound to him with this get or not? That's all we want to know. So it doesn't matter if it's her strength that breaks her away from him or not. It's not an issue. Even if it's just a practical question. Did the nesinas I get is no good if it maintains some relationship between them. That's not a good krisis. It's really a krisis in the gerushin itself, according to the Re. That as long as they're still bound together, then he didn't really do a maisa of separating him from her. But it doesn't matter if it's it doesn't matter if it's because of her koach or not. Her koach is only an issue if it's a din in the mice of the nesina. Here it is saying it's a din in the krisis of the get itself. That not only does the get have to be an instrument that frees her from to marry others, but it must be a break from his whole from him completely. If the nesina of the get still maintains some identity to him, then it's lacking in the krisis. But he holds there's no problem. There's no din that all has to come from him. It could come from her koach too. The only thing is, he's saying that if it wasn't his ratzon that she should be able to take it, that would be a problem. But that would seem to be a problem, and that would seem to be a bigger problem than just. Did he not want to take it? I mean, he's saying you can't say it's a problem if this is the way he's giving the get. No, that's what he's saying. He's saying or a kartze, a guy can give a get, and he doesn't have to be the one who's in control of creating all of the identities. That's what he's trying to prove from Arakartza. Just like in a regular Nesina, there's Mekarev, and then the final transfer into her Rishus. So just like he doesn't have to be the one who's physically responsible for every element of it, so here too, the element of Krisus is not something that he has to be the one that we say is responsible for. It could be her koach is responsible for it. As long as it's part of his design, then it's all considered part of his nesinas krisis. What he's trying to show you from Arakartze is that there could be different steps or different elements that have to be fulfilled. And from Arakartze, you see that he doesn't have to be the one who is actually accomplishing all of those steps physically himself. As long as it's all part of his plan and he's initiating this and presenting it to her, then her completion is considered the culmination and the fulfillment of his nesina. Arakartze means he doesn't have to do every step, because getting it into her rishus is certainly part of the qualities of nesina. And as long as he's makariv to her, and maybe helps her get it into her shus, the actual physical transfer could be hers. So here too, it has to be a nesina that completely separates their relationship and doesn't have any remnant of his hold on her. So you'll say, but from his maisa there still is some hold on her because he could pull the get back. Yeah, but what's the difference? He's telling her, here, take it and grab it and go. So now her strength and her breaking it will just be the fulfillment of his initiation. Just like when he says, pick it out of my belt. It's her who's doing the actual maisa. That's not relevant to him. But it's interesting. He wasn't totally sure about this. Now it seems to me like the rush is making some kind of a pshara here. It seems like the Rush argues with this Shita of the Ri. Because he says you can't compare it to the case of Orek Chartze in those other cases. Because, well, he has other cases he can't compare it to. Where he does an initial Maisa, and the Gershon doesn't come about till later. In other words, he has a case like if a guy gives a woman a get, so he says, and it'll be a get in 30 days. So the Gemara says it will be good in 30 days as long as she's holding the get. So he says, so it's a raya to the re, maybe. Because you see that it requires her to do something at the end in order for it to be good. Right. So and you don't say that it's a problem because it's her mice in the end. But he seems to, in the end, he disagrees. He says, there's no raya. He says, because venerally in the end, the low dummy, the hustle may ikar nesina ma'al yahi, afal kishi yesh hefsik bein tayim. Mikom akom kishi agia ha'itzman v'aget biyada migureshes al yedei nesina harishan. He says, all those cases really, the full maisa is done already. There's just a condition for that maisa to be chal. But the full maisa is done. Aval hacha may ikar lo havi nesina. The calls man shiyada pesucha yochol lenasika ulhevio etzla uke shekoftza yada harehi ose kol hanasina. So the rush holds down the middle. He holds more like the re in our tussles, that if he stuck it into her closed hand, it would be good. But if he put it into her open hand and then she closed it, it's no good. That's like Kli Gitech Me'agavi Karka. So what's the machlokes between the Rush and the Ri, basically? He doesn't have a problem that's coming from her koach, like it was seen to be in the Tam to hold. But he's saying it can't come about, it has to be part of the initial situation. See, but Tosus doesn't seem to hold from the koach at all, because his only case is where the get is too heavy. He never offers a case where you stick it into her hand. I mean, as a matter of fact, in our Tosos, that's what the Re says. It has to be that he sticks it in her hand. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, it's when it's heavy. Well, it's a little ambiguous in our Tosos, right? Because it sounds like he's saying, it's not clear if he's saying it's another case, or if he's saying it's the only other case.
Ready?
Yeah. Well, it seems like the Rush is learning like a band of time, really. That if there's a moment that he can't, that he can pull it back, then it's no nesina. That's what he's learning. Whereas the Yochol and Nasko is a psul in the very mice of the nesina, not in the effect of the nesina. But so therefore it has to be him. The only thing is he holds that if, even though it was because her hand was closed, as long as from the moment he put it there, it was impossible for him to pull it back, given that condition, we can consider that to be his nesina. It doesn't bother him that it's her koach, that per se that's making it impossible, as long as that was part of the initial condition of the nesina.
So what's their machlokes?
See, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure if Rabbeinu Tam argues on that or not. It's not clear to me. It's not completely clear to me. Is Rabbeinu Tam arguing? Rabbeinu Tam hold. All we have is what? We have the Ran who says it's no. All we have is. What do we have? In the Ran, we have the Re. He's saying that it's good if she closes it later. And the Rush, that's the way he's learning the Re also, right? Because as long as it was his Ratzon, it's like considered that she's completing it. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush both disagree. They say no. When he puts it in her hand and she can and it's able to be pulled back, there's no Nesina. So it won't be good, right? The only question is, what about Rabbeinu Tam himself? Would he hold it's good if he put it into her hand with the hand closed? So the Rush says it is good. Rabbeinu Tam, I don't know.
Even from the run, it's not clear.
It's not clear. And in our Tosfos, all we have is like this. In our Tosfos, we have that the Rish says you have to stick it in her closed hand, otherwise it's no good. And then it says Rabbeinu Tam the Farish to be other psucha iri shapir. It is an open hand case. Im eino yocho lehevio etzlo, hainu kisha get kaved im yimshoch etzlo tinotek hamashicha. Yeah. But then the Rish says, Vitzarech, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Vitzarech li zoher shatei yad ha'isha psucha ad she'aniach kol get biyodo. Din takpots yodo be'od she'abal oches b'rosh ha'get biyodo lo havi get. Tavi kamo get biyodo and mishicha biyodo. That's a wild chash, no? If you hand her the get and she closes her hand on it while he's still holding it, Rabbeinu Tam seems to say that'd be a problem. Because he can pull it out of her. If there's a moment that he can still pull it out of her hand. But what do you say for Rabbeinu Tam? Would he hold as good if you stuffed it into her closed hand? It's mashma that he holds no good. Because Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam pirish, ima get kaved kol kach shim yirtza lim. That's his only case. That seems to be like the only case he holds from. Umayri biyada pesucha velo kofza velo osa shum dover. Seems like Rabbeinu Tam holds she can't be involved at all in creating this quality of not being able to pull it back. And that's why he insists the only case is where it's open, her hand is open and it's heavy. It seems to me a question like this. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, I'll let you think about it a little bit, but it seems to me a question like this. Can she participate in the very structure of what Nesina is? She can participate in accomplishing Nesina, but can she be an element in what the Nesina is? So since not being able to pull it back is just the definition of Nesina, according to Rabbeinu Tam, she can't have any element in that. It's not like Orech Chartze. Orech Chartze means there's a definition of the Nesina. And she is just helping to... the definition of the Nesina is defined without her. But if the definition of the Nesina itself is not defined without her, then it's not good.
You mean because of stuffing it into her hand?
Without her grip, there would never be a Nesina accomplished. So, as the Rush is learning, Arik Chartze is just saying, see, the Rush is learning, as long as the Baal is the one who's doing the Maisa, he can define everything beyond as his. So the fact that if it's open when he puts it in her hand, then she's the one who's defining it. Because when he did it, it wasn't there. The Nesina wasn't available, it wasn't even existent when he put it in her hand. But as long as he put it into her closed hand, then he can be Koveya everything. But Rabbeinu Tam says, no, he can only be Koveya the Maisa Nesina as his, but he can't define her action as part of the Maisa Nesina itself. So, it's a question like this. If, practically speaking, you don't need her action, then Rabbeinu Tam says it's fine. Then whatever she does will be considered him, because he initiated it and he condoned it and he told her about it. But if you needed her to have the Mais and Nesina to begin with, because without her koach, it wouldn't be a Nesina, then he can't, then his das and his kavias is not going to help. You have to be koveya something that already exists beforehand. Whereas the Rush says, no, as long as the conditions are there, he can be koveya the whole thing and it'll be his Mais and Nesina. Now the question is, what can we abstract from the Orech Chartze? Is it that he can put his imprint on anything that's afterwards by defining it ahead of time? So then her koach will be part of his Nesina too?
Right.
Or is it saying something differently? That Nesina has to be defined by him, and he can give her his Maisa. He can sort of consider it his Maisa when she does it. But if he's incapable of doing the Maisa to begin with, then it's impossible for there to be a Nesina. So if you need her Koach, it's impossible. He can only give, there has to be the reality of the Nesina ahead of time, and then I can say, okay, I initiated, and therefore it's good. But initiated what? There was nothing that you could have completed. So if you couldn't have completed it on your own, you can't say you initiated anything. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's argument. It's a powerful argument. Whereas the Rush learns that given that as long as he can accomplish, as long whatever he can use to accomplish the ultimate definition of Nesina will be considered his, as long as he's the one who is koveya all of those elements for this purpose. I think it over. It's a fine chiluk.